Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Stroner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Larry French. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Van Groh. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Van Groh. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Stroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski, who is chasing the ball. Kyler reaches third base with a triple. English goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stroner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stroner. Kyler scores. Hornsby moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stroner juggles the ball. That's an error on Stroner. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Komorowski moves to second. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gvengro, and towards English, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to third. Wainer moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Komorowski scores. Wainer moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gvengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gvengro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stroner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stroner. Mike Gvengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gvengro takes first base on ball 4. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stroner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-1 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Stroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroner is 0-1 in the game. Stroner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Stroner reaches second base with a double. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. Stroner moves to third. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Stroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Gonzalez and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner is hit by the pitch. Jim Stroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. Wehner moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Wehner scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Komorowski reaches second base with a double. Grantham goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. Komorowski moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kvengroe. Komorowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Pirates. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trader Horn now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Trader Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horn moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Horn scores. One out. It's 6-3, Pirates. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Pirates. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Stroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm bunts towards third. Stroner fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stroner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Clyde Beck pinch hits for Trader Horn. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's Pirates, 6, Cubs, 6. Abreu now pitching. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to third. Beck moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gonzalez scores. Beck moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wehner hits a line drive towards third. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brame fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Stroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stroner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. English strikes out. The ball gets by Hemsley. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Komorowski moves to third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.